السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، with the fazl of Allah تبارك وتعالى، with his إحسان، with his kindness، as a favor from Allah تبارك وتعالى's side، he gave many of you the tawfiq of remaining awake for the night of the 29th of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. And that brings to a conclusion the odd nights of the last 10 of Ramadan. No one knows whether he will be able to see another Ramadan or get any other odd night. Therefore, from the beginning of Ramadan, we are encouraging people to make the best of the days of Ramadan, nights of Ramadan, and mentally and spiritually prepare ourselves for the last 10. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is so merciful, so forgiving, so kind, that even if a person missed out on the odd nights, still we have, inshallah, tonight, we have the day, then we have the eve of Eid. All these are all Mubarak occasions for du'as and for turning towards Allah Ta'ala and seeking forgiveness. But since most of you stayed awake and retired also, therefore this morning we'll just have a dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was inspired by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He received wahi from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought wahi. So the du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are also mu'jizat. If you look at the du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody's du'a can be better, more perfect, more complete than the du'a of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But it is said that we do not know the Arabic language. Therefore, when we are making du'a, if we don't understand what we are asking, then it will be more a recitation than anything else. Whereas dua is seeking from the depths of one's heart. So in the duas of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there's a dua which is very, very relevant, which is very, very, as we say, topical. Everything we want topical. So there's nothing wrong with it. Just as we like tropical fruits. So sometimes we like topical discussions. But in any case, because of the times that we are living in and what we are witnessing, not only in our country but throughout the world, that this is an age of hijackings, murders, killings, bomb blasts. Person is in a nice hotel, is on a journey, and he has been there or he went there just for some business purposes or touring, and suddenly the hotel is bombed. Suddenly there is a tsunami, suddenly earthquake, suddenly flood waters. How many people were out enjoying themselves and then suddenly flood waters destroyed them. Or so much of rain, or so much of snow, or so much of storms. So different kinds of things are happening all over. And in our country we don't need much evidence that never in the history of South Africans did we have to have so much of security as we have today. And yet that security can fail any time. And the sad part is that many a times those who are part of the security are part of the crime. What do you do then? Until the heart is not made up, until there's no iman, there's no yaqeen, there's no khawf-e-khuda, there's no concern of akhirat and day of judgment. So then you will have to have police, and then you will have to have the police to police the police. And then you will have to have another department, and it will carry on and on. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave us some du'as. And when we are going to make du'a to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then that is the real protection. If Allah Ta'ala wills, we'll get protection. If Allah Ta'ala does not will, there'll be no protection. Everything that we use as security it is all permissible. No one can point a finger at anyone and say that looks like your iman is very weak, your yaqeen is very weak. How come you are putting all this burglar guards and alarm system and everything else, so therefore looks like your yaqeen and tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala is very weak. If that was the case, then we must leave our doors open at night and sleep. Why do we put our money in the safes? Leave the safes also open in the shop. Every customer that walks in, let him have a look how much there is there and see if anything is left by the evening there. There's nothing wrong with that. It is a world of means, so we make use of the means which I've been repeatedly emphasizing. There's nothing wrong with that. Lots of people misunderstand and they think that the person's iman has gone weak. Now he's going for medication, he's going for operation. The person is traveling out somewhere for business. The person is employing security. These are means just to give ourselves some kind of comfort. That's all. Real protection is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his dua, he is teaching us, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. First part of the dua. And that was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was teaching us this dua. It was for us. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had protected it. So it's a zawal of ni'mat. First of all, seek protection, or he's seeking protection from the zawal of ni'mat. Now this zawal means that it is a disappearance, extinction, or it vanishes. Ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Different kinds of ni'mats and different kinds of bounties a person has in his life. And the disappearance of that, the vanishing of that, so you seek protection in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from that. So many people, their wealth, their health, their children, their properties, their assets, whatever they possess, there has been a disappearance of that, a vanishing of that. If empires collapsed, then what are we? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala took away empires and gave it away. When there's a lot of disobedience, rebellion against Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes it away, snatches it away, seizes it. We are talking about most cases. Generally, this is what happens. Once again, must keep in our minds that there are exceptions of those people who were being tested. Those who were tested, Allah Ta'ala after a little while gave them plentiful again and gave it to them with barakat. As Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his people were tested in Makkah Sharif, everything was taken away. They made hijrat to Madina Sharif. Afterwards, they got Makkah Sharif again too. They got whole of Arabia. And then they even got the Persian Empire and the Roman Empire. So in any case, first thing that we seek from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, protection from the, ask Him protection from the zawal of ni'mat, from the vanishing of ni'mat. Then tahawwuli afiyatik. Now the tahawwul means there's a turn around. There's a change, there's a turn around of the well-being of afiyat. Afiyat has got many meanings. If we condense everything, if we put it in one word, we'll say well-being. But well-being in everything. The goodness in everything. Now he's saying that it mustn't be a complete turnaround. So the difference that has been stated is this, that one is the loss of that ni'mat, and the other is that after the loss, again the person is now suffering some great disaster in his life. As my Shaykh explains, he says that one is that the person, he lost his goods, he lost his money, he lost some property of his. But the other is where he's beaten up. Now the person is beaten up also. The money went, it went, but now he's beaten up. If his car went, it went, but he's now beaten up. Or he's hit with a gun butt on his head, the person is now gone unconscious, he is in a coma, the person has been hospitalized. So many things happen. They don't just take the money away these days, do they just take the money away? So the ni'mat went, but with the ni'mat now there's a tahawul of the afiyat. That person, the afiyat is also affected now. There's a complete turnaround. He was in good health. The person was at least, if he still remained in good health, he could have still gone back to the bazaar and marketplace and made some arrangement. If there was a total loss of his wealth, he can make arrangement for payment, give some time, etc. Or he can go and earn again. But here now that's the end of it. The person has been beaten up such a way, he's got no strength left. He can't even walk now. Or in some other way. So together with the loss, the afiyat is also gone. So again, who's going to give protection from that? It is only Allah. Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawwuli afiyatik wa fujaati niqmatik wa fujaati niqmatik, which means, by way of explanation, that if we have to look around throughout the world, things that are happening, then there is a sudden coming of disaster. Sudden. It's not like you have some kind of a warning. There are many people who first get some kind of stomach ache, headache, slowly then they start running down, get sick, then they go to the hospital, then they come back home again, then it takes some time, a few days, and then they leave the world. So the person had some kind of a time, he had a chance to put things right. He had a chance to put things right. But this is fujaa. Suddenly the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala suddenly comes. So we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection from such kind of calamities and disasters which come suddenly and wipe out sometime whole cities and destroy villages and take away the homes, and so many things happen. Or in some other way that there is a sudden coming of that azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that punishment from Allah ta'ala, that disaster strikes suddenly, then that is very dangerous because the person does not have time to mentally prepare for that. Even that which comes, if after the person has had time, even that is difficult to bear, then what about that which comes suddenly? So, fujaati niqmati wa jami'i sakhati. And O Allah, anything that makes you angry, anything that makes you angry, anything that causes your wrath and anger to descend, whatever it may be, then I ask you for protection from that kind of anger of yours. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's raza and his pleasure is greater than the ni'mat of jannat. Allah ta'ala's raza and pleasure, that if he is happy, that is greater than even the ni'mat of jannat. وَرِزْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. It is greater than the ni'mat of jannat. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam dua proves that. اللهم إني أسألك رضاك والجنة وأعوذ بك من غضبك وسخطك والنار. So first he is saying, Oh Allah, I seek your rida. I am seeking your rida, your pleasure. And then jannat. In the same way, say, first I am asking for protection from your anger. And then he mentions azab of Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, because nobody can enter Jannat unless Allah Ta'ala is pleased. If Allah Ta'ala is pleased, then only will the person get Jannat. So Allah Ta'ala's pleasure is more than Jannat. And Allah Ta'ala's anger is worse than the azab of Jahannam. So therefore he's saying, Oh Allah, I am seeking protection in you from your anger, from your ghazab, from your sakhat, from anything that is displeasing to you and that will annoy you, that will anger you. I ask you for protection. Now, this is a dua. If we have to go into a detailed discussion, it requires hours. But look at the beautiful way in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam covered the needs of a person. Because what we need in this world is afiyat, well-being. So that we may be able to conduct our activities of life, so that we may be able to go to our businesses, so that we can marry. If a person got no afiyat, where can he marry? so that he can bring up his children, so that he can travel for Umrah and Hajj, so that the person can take care of the poor, the needy, the destitute, if he's got sufficiency. But he needs afiyat in different forms. So in the same way now the person is saying, Ya Allah, I am asking you first of all for the protection, all these ni'mats and bounties that you have given to me. And it's not only wealth that is a bounty. Our mistake is that we only consider wealth as a bounty. And most of us don't even consider that as a great bounty. We think that it's my hard work, my effort. I burned the midnight oil. I went here, I went there, I traveled the world and I brought the stuffs and I sold it and I. At the end of the day, the person really thinks that he is independent. Who gave him the strength to run around the world? Who gave him the strength to be able to see the items that he is purchasing? Who gave him the sight to see the items that he was purchasing? If he couldn't see the colors, would he have been able to differentiate? If a person says that, bring for me blue, bring for me green, I want this color, I want that color. Now he goes, can he see the colors? Who gave him the strength? Who gave him the intelligence? So at the end of the day, it is again Allah Ta'ala. The person has to believe him. So there is no harm in. In fact, it is necessary because we are in a world of means. We make use of the means. So now we are asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for protection of all these ni'mats. What I am saying is that it's not only wealth that is a ni'mat. What about our sight, our hearing, our speech, our hands, our feet, our heart, liver and lungs? Everything is a ni'mat. It's a bounty. It's a gift of Allah Ta'ala. So in this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. We are asking for protection of all these bounties also, which is in the body. The bounties and ni'mats which are outside. And then these are only ni'mats and bounties of the material type or physical type that we are talking about. But then there are greater bounties than that. The tawfiq of making namaz is a bounty. The tawfiq of fasting is a bounty. The tawfiq of making zikrullah is a bounty. The tawfiq of making istighfar and tawbah is also a ni'mat. Now, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes angry and snatches away these ni'mats, then these are irreplaceable. They are priceless ni'mats. They are priceless. This reminds me once in Umrah, we had a number of people and many of them had left their wives behind and they had come single to make Umrah. So I told them that you may be wifeless, but don't let your Umrah be lifeless. Let there be the spirit of Umrah in. So like that, these things are priceless. All these ni'mats are priceless. And we don't even consider that as a ni'mat. Whereas we must remember that there were so many people who were in the masjid 5 times a day, first saf, and making zikr and tilawat and obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And after some time they started drifting and then we don't even see where they went. Aise waise kaise kaise ho gaye, kaise kaise aise waise ho gaye. There were so many who had drunk cars, there were so many who were in the casinos and discos and rave clubs and chit chat and mix it and all kinds of things. And then they made sincere tawbah. So many young people with sincere tawbah. And they became waliullahs. And some people who were going higher and higher, but because of their pride and their arrogance and other kinds of weaknesses, they came right down. The Quran Sharif went, the zikr went, the namaz went, the attire went, everything went. So therefore we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for protection. We ask Allah Ta'ala for protection from the zawal, from the vanishing, from the disappearance of these ni'mats, from the turnaround of afiyat. Adversities suddenly start coming. And we ask Allah Ta'ala for protection from the sudden coming of His azab, of calamities, of misfortune. The person asks Allah Ta'ala for protection. And ask Allah Ta'ala for protection from His anger. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala dearly loves. He is very merciful, very forgiving. But look at the Quran Sharif. There have been so many stories mentioned there. When Allah Ta'ala becomes angry, then how He destroyed the nations of the past. It is only because of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being rahmatul lil alameen that we are being saved and protected from complete destruction. So make this dua every morning, every evening, every now and again, with deep-hearted sincerity and really considering ourselves as being helpless before Allah Ta'ala. The person can't be thinking of himself as a great person, as some Fir'aun of the time, and then he's also making dua to Allah Ta'ala in a completely negligent state. The heart is not there, the mind is not there, nothing. Learned some dua, and so he's reading out dua, recitation of dua. That qalb which is ghafil, the dua of that is not accepted, that person. So read, Allahumma, inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawwuli afiyatik wa fujaati niqmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawwuli afiyatik wa fujaati niqmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. May He protect our iman, our Islam. Even that requires protection. In these days, iman and Islam, we must keep on making dua, oh Allah, protect our iman and Islam. Look at the number of people. Honestly, if you only have the finger on the pulse of the society and the community, and then only we know that how many people are losing their iman. Such a precious gift. Sometimes over a pretty face, iman is gone. Sometimes over wealth, iman is gone. May Allah Ta'ala protect us and protect the ummah and remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of mankind, and especially the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.